The retrieval unit is over this ridge.
Hopefully Mark's there too.
Unless he got picked up by a DT.
That's not funny.
I'm not joking, it's a valid expectation.
If he was fodder for some fucking detritivore, I don't think we'd be walking this far from camp.
Alright, just a couple more yards.
And I'd appreciate you have some semblance of hope, considering Mark has been helping us this whole time.
He shouldn't have gone alone.
Okay, so now it's his fault?
Kind of, yeah. He knows the conditions out here and he knew we'd send a pack to retrieve the non-perishables.
I can't believe you're so indifferent. He could be dead, you know?
You know what? He probably is. He has a radio. If he could, he would let us know something happened.
Fuck.
They connect the cache to
He's dying. He's dying right there, and you haven't even acknowledged that.
Grab the fucking non-perishables.
This is my fault. This is on me.
Focus. Take the drive out of the retrieval unit. We will need it.
I should have gone. I knew he'd do something like this. Fucking damn it. I knew he would.
Jacob, please. Grab the drive from the retrieval unit. It's not your fault. Look at me. It's not your fault. He's gone, okay? We need to load this stuff up before the night comes.
Gone? Are you fucking kidding me? He's still breathing right here. He's suffering. We need to help him.
Okay. Put him out of his misery then.
No, I can't. We need to bring him back. We can't just shoot him.
Look at his skin. The radiation is winning this battle. There's no treatment for this. The acid rain is already eating away at the parts that the radiation isn't already devouring.
You do it then.
Thank you for tuning in to Mirror Minded. You are listening to Rector Ruin, episode 1.
Cecilia?
Where's Jacob?
Going through decon. I had him unload the non-perishables, too.
Did you guys find Mark?
He's gone.
Oh. Wait, Atticus.
What?
Look at me. You seemed attached. What happened out there?
Mark's exosuit was punctured. I had to put him down.
In front of Jacob?
He asked to relieve Mark of his suffering.
You know that isn't what he meant.
But it was our only option.
All right, whatever.
He's only a kid, Atticus.
He shouldn't have left by himself.
I'm talking about Jacob.
News travels fast.
You've got to take it easy on him.
He's made it this far. He's seen worse.
That's not the point. You know that's not the point. This whole callous act you have going on is getting tired.
It's not an act.
You've done a brilliant job keeping these people going.
Don't.
Let me finish.
I'm not a leader.
Let me finish. We must get moving soon. People are growing nihilistic, and it's because of this callous aura you give off. It's infectious.
Spare me the life lesson, McDougal. Hardly any of us are left. It'll only get worse.
So why are you here?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
We have to keep them going. Not even in the motivational sense. Just barely enough to show them it's still worth it to survive.
But it isn't.
Says you. You aren't around them all day. You don't get to hear the crack of hope in their voice when they use terms like tomorrow or when this is over.
When was the last time you were out there? It's barren. At least 100 miles before the next bunker.
100 miles ain't far.
But what if it's caved in like Ohio? DTs are showing up out west now. Not as much as the east, but enough to justify my pessimism.
Weird. You usually refer to it as realism.
I'm only accommodating you so you can wrap up your sermon.
If it's okay with you, I've already sent Ty out to do PMs on the Humvees.
Okay, I'll tell Jacob to hook up our last cache to one of them then.
I will tell him. You've got him shook up.
Please.
Here, read these. The last ones who took shelter here tried doing a study on the DTs.
This handwriting's horseshit.
There isn't much, but from their thesis, I'd wager it was a biologist who wrote it.
Okay, I'll have Cecilia read it over then.
Okay.
Where's Atticus?
Just missed him.
Did they grab the drive unit?
I think. You'll have to ask Jacob.
Or Atticus?
He's feeling especially nihilistic today.
Well, that's more so his every day.
You'd know if you'd seen him just now. What's that?
A GPS radio for everyone here.
What's wrong with the ones we have?
Most have been destroyed or simply broke down. Those weren't made for conditions like this. I figured I could make something a little more durable.
And reliable.
Right.
Thanks, Sheila. Hey, I sent Ty to prep the Humvees.
Already? A lot of us have grown pretty comfortable here.
I know. I've been retracing notes left by the last folks that were here, and it doesn't seem like too much of a safe space. We have to move. First thing in the morning.
Damn, I will let them down softly.
Appreciate it. Anyway, since I sent Ty to do that, could you load up the last of our retrieval units?
Got it. Here, have the prototype.
It feels durable. It might even make good as a weapon.
Piece of shit, come on. Fuck, come on. Okay, let's try this again. I am transmitting this message from the United States Federation with expectations that it will reach the rest of the Northern Hemisphere and possibly the South. I hope for it to reach past the Atlantic Ocean, but I will limit those expectations. I hope there are people out there, and if there are, we will be moving out west. Not like this shit's gonna matter anyways.
Atticus, get up. We got a proximity hit.
How close?
Close.
Fuck. Get everyone out to the Humvees, fast.
The problem is outside, Atticus. We can't do that.
Michael, the bunker is going to collapse. Do you hear that? The whole infrastructure is giving in. The thing must be right on top of us.
We won't be able to get away.
I'll send out a high-frequency signal to distract it. Get everyone out now.
Episode 1
was written
and directed by
Sean Seaman.
including the vocal parents of Kevin, Kemet, Skylar, Gomer, Andrea Richardson, Taylor Cox, and Sean Seamack. Thank you for listening.